Good there, Selena. Well, we will call this special city council meeting on Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. We'll call it to order. We have one general business item. Krista, are you, this is the discussion and action supporting America 250 Utah, recognizing and approving the Santa Clara Utah 250 Community Committee and approve resolution number 2025-13R. Krista, this is you.
Okay, thank you. So a meeting or so ago, I brought up that the America 250 celebration was coming up. The mayor said, why don't you go ahead and put together a committee? I started looking at everything online on the Utah 250 site, and they have the opportunities for cities to be Utah 250 communities, and I think Santa Clara should be one. So that'll be in conjunction with next year's America 250 celebration. Utah formed this commission to oversee the statewide activities and celebrations, and their committee or commission seeks to educate, engage, and unite citizens next year in just recognizing all the amazing things about Utah and celebrating throughout the state. So as part of these three, they've created these community partners, and they'll create opportunities to commemorate and celebrate local events and everyday Americans. So the first thing we needed to do was come together to look at this resolution and see if we wanted to approve it, and we also need to apply with a committee as well. So I do not have plans for what will happen next year. I think the committee will come up with how Santa Clara will celebrate America's 250, and there have been some ideas thrown around. We could do something as part of Swiss Days. We could do something on the 4th of July. We could do something on a different day. Lots of different ideas and lots of different ways communities in the state are celebrating. So I'm excited to see what this committee comes up with. As part of our application, there's also some potential funding available. I think it's a modest sum. I don't know what it is yet, but we'll apply and see if we can get that with your approval. So I did start putting together the committee. I've already talked to these members that have accepted: Mimi McKenna, Jeff McKenna, Julie Steele, Kristen Walton, Lainey Fry, Heidi Gunn, and George Graff. And I have calls into three others for committees, and I'm anticipating there will be future subcommittees and volunteers that will help with this effort. The recommendation was to have a committee of 5 to 10 members and to cover a number of different areas, like business and veterans and all the our schools, all these different areas. And so I've tried to make that as inclusive of the city as we can and also cover all those different areas. So that's all that I have. But I'm happy to take questions. I don't know a whole bunch, but I'm happy to answer what I can.
Chris, I asked you earlier if one of us could be on the committee as well if we feel strongly about it, and so I would like to volunteer.
Okay. I forgot to mention my name was on the committee as the municipal rep, but I know there will be opportunities to be part of this event planning. So
okay.
I'm sure, certain you'll
I
be able to help.
I have connections with, if you want, veterans group.
Perfect. Perfect.
So if I can be on the committee, that'd be great.
Thanks.
So are you looking, is this in conjunction with what the county is already doing? Is this specific to, so the county has a committee that they're, this would be, they're doing their own thing. This would be specific to Santa Clara City.
It'd be specific to Santa Clara. And it's, and if you look in the resolution too, it talks about supporting the county as well.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't, I think the committee will need to decide if it's going to be a big thing separate or part of the county, or I don't know. I would like to have them look through it and see what they think. There's a toolkit available and some other resources available from the state to see what other communities are doing and give you some ideas. So
I think it'd be great to something part of the Swiss Days parade. I mean, you could really theme that around this. Are you looking for additional names, or do you feel like the group you've got is
I'm happy to take additional name recommendations and talk that through. But I do have calls into 11 people now.
Okay, maybe we.
So it's kind of a bigger committee. That's why I think subcommittees might be better moving forward. Are you volunteering?
No, I'm always good at volunteering others. So We have some new move ins in Darren Bird and Lola Bird that just retired that may enjoy that. So, but if you, it sounds, I don't think you're going to have a hard time filling a good committee for this.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, based on their website, it looks like there's about 14 of the counties have already passed and are part of that, and there's about 10 municipalities that have joined as well as a community partner.
And I'd also let you know that our Planning Commissioner David Clark is on that state committee as well, so he'd be a great resource for us if we have any questions or want to coordinate on anything.
Krista, in the actual resolution, the number 3 under now therefore, it says we'll support signature programs of the American 250 Utah Commission. Do you know what that would be, or
we don't know yet.
They would be wanting?
I think that will be maybe coming up in the future meetings when we meet with them. I don't think that's going to be a monetary support. I don't anticipate that, but maybe help in letting our community know about those programs and maybe participating if they need help with volunteers.
Okay, I see. So signature, not in terms of like signing, as in like important programs.
They have signature programs that they're working on, yep. Not signing anything.
Okay, that was my question.
I know on their website it does talk about between August of 2025 and December of 2026. It says part of the thing is the America 250 Utah Signature Programming window. What that is, there's not a link to jump into what that is, but it's listed as their highlights of the programs, things happening. So it'll be, as Chris said, a learning as we go.
I've been in touch with the director of the commission, and she is putting us into touch with, let me find the name. Sorry, I should have had this up. Chris Abbott, who is their associate director, and he or she works directly with cities. So he'll be back in the office on Thursday, and he can help us with more questions then, too, if we have them. But I agree, there's not a ton on the website. I wonder if it's still in the planning stages, and I wonder if these communities get to be part of that plan.
I may just recognize Mayor Rosenberg's here, and I did fail to mention that Councilman Waite, Jarrett Waite, Councilwoman Krista Hinton, Councilwoman Janine Burton, and Councilman Ben Shakespeare are present. So, Mayor, I was a little out of the groove when you weren't here, so now we're back in order.
Is Dave on?
He didn't not join.
All right.
So we're just looking, just to approve this resolution to get everything moving on this.
We're looking to approve the resolution, yes, so we can apply to be one of the cities.
Yeah.
And they are looking to have that application by the end of July, which is tomorrow.
Yeah. Isn't that weird already?
Hence the special city council meeting.
Hence the special meeting.
So.
Being here.
Well, do we need to read the motion for the record? It's pretty.
Do we just move to recognize it and approve it?
Just move to approve it as presented. Resolution 2025-13R.
Well, I would make a motion that we approve the Santa Clara, Utah 250 Community Committee and approve Resolution 2025-13R as presented.
I'll second it.
Got a motion by Ben and a second by Janine to approve the Santa Clara, Utah 250 Community Committee and approve Resolution 2025-13R as presented. Any question on the motion, Council? Resolution, roll call, Ben?
Aye.
Janine?
Aye.
Krista?
Aye.
Jarrett?
Aye.
Ayes have it unanimously. Thank you, Council.
Thanks.
Do we have a closed meeting, Brock?
No.
Need a motion to adjourn, Council?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion by Krista and second by Jarrett to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Council. Sorry I was late. That's about as fast as you can get from where I was to where I am.
Yeah.
Washington City's Public Works Yard is like in Hilldale.
Is that where you